It's hard to think of Johnny Cash without thinking of his music. Our next guest calls it the boom chicka boom chicka boom rhythm that carries the lyrics.
Hey, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones, put taps on your toes and get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, a little shoe shine, boy.
But Johnny Cash's lyrics are poetic by themselves, and it turns out he also wrote poetry throughout his long life, in which he wrestled with the same themes of love, loss, and faith. These poems were scratched on scraps of paper or written in journals or tucked in books he loved. His son says those included the ancient texts of Flavius Josephus, Gibbon's History of the Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, and, of course, Johnny Cash's Bible. And now they've been collected in a new book. It's called Johnny Cash, Forever Words, The Unknown Poems. It was put together by Johnny's son, John Carter Cash, and edited by Paul Muldoon, the Pulitzer Prize-winning poet. And Paul Muldoon joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Paul, you write that you and others worried about letting these poems, you know, out of the attic and into the world, if maybe Cash wouldn't want it, if it would do him a disservice.
Well, I think that is a real concern. I mean, one does not want to sully, let's use a word like that, the memory, the reputation of Johnny Cash, which is, pretty much unassailable. So we didn't want to be printing anything that we thought wasn't up to par.
Well, but you write, it was with an initial sense of relief, then an increasingly rapturous glee that I realized there is much here that will indeed broaden and deepen our perception of Johnny Cash and his legacy. So pick one you want to start off with.
Well, let me start with one called California Poem, which I think is very evidently a poem. And I think it's not just because it's short. There's trouble on the mountain, and the valley is full of smoke. There's crying on the mountain, and again the same heart broke. The lights are on past midnight, the curtains closed all day. There's trouble on the mountain, the valley people say.
I love that. 1966.
Yeah, and there's something about that. I mean, it's not that it couldn't function as a song lyric. It absolutely could. But there's something in the nuance of the valley, people say. You know, it's almost as if it forces us to put the stress on the valley people. And one of the things that we simply cannot do, or at least it's very difficult to do, it, when we're singing a song, is to stress one word over another. It's just one of those. It's one of those distinctions that actually is a clue as to how these two genres might indeed be different.
Well. What I love about that you picked out is that I immediately had an image. I saw the dark mountain. I saw people in the valley looking up at the house with the curtains closed all day and furtive glances worrying about it. I mean, paints an incredible picture. And we know that much of Johnny Cash's work springs from the poverty of the Great Depression. He grew up in Arkansas. I mean, do you feel that? You've compared the work to Scottish.
Well, I have, and I hope that's not an idle comparison. You know, the great American song tradition stems substantially from the great song traditions of Ireland, England, and Scotland.
Sure.
And indeed, the Cash family come from Scotland. And indeed, they're mentioned as being associated with Dunfermline Town. And of course, it was Dunfermline Town where the fabulous ballad Sir Patrick Spens is set. The king sits in Dunfermline Town. And one of the things I really love about Johnny Cash is the extent to which he's able to extend the ballad tradition. And there's one that I think is particularly representative of that. It's called The Dogs Are in the Woods. Mm. The dogs are in the woods, and the hunting's looking good, and the raccoons on the hill, I can hear them trailing still. But he's on the other side, and he'll find a place to hide, but the dogs will hunt him down, and they'll catch him on the ground. But the fir is going to fly and a hound is going to cry. And we may not know tonight who will finally win the fight. And, you know, that's an absolutely astonishing stanza, it seems to me, where we go from the actually a cliché. The fir is going to fly, but one that's revisited, one that's given a new lease of life. The fir is going to fly. It's a cliche because it's an accurate description of something that happens in the world of hunting in this case. And we may not know tonight who will finally win the fight. And we can imagine Cash speaking that himself in that extraordinary resonant voice. And we can see that the poem or the ballad there has moved beyond itself and its immediate concerns about a dog catching a raccoon to something larger. But the dogs are in the woods and the hunting's looking good. The fire is burning low. We wet it down and go. And brilliant picture painting again. You yourself referred to the pictures he paints, the painting of a scene. And he's really an adept in that.
Yeah. It's especially later in life, he thought about death and he didn't shrink from it. Here's Forever. Actually, why don't you read it? It will be much better. Forever, which was written in the summer of 2003. And by the way, while you look for that, and by the way, we see his handwritten copy on a line piece of paper also in the book.
There's a sense of being in touch very much with his process and with his method. We're always fascinated by how things get made, no matter what it is, be it a table or a space shuttle or a song. Forever. You tell me that I must perish like the flowers that I cherish, nothing remaining of my name, nothing remembered of my fame. But the trees that I planted still are young. The songs I sang will still be sung, which is a kind of tender and cherishing a word he uses in the piece itself.
Well, and we're thinking of his songs as we hear his poetry, and I just want to listen to one of the later ones, Corinthians 15:15. He starts off pulling from that Bible passage, but then has his own words about death. Let's just listen.
Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grief, where is thy victory? Oh, life, you are a shining path, and hope springs eternal just over the rise when I see my Redeemer beckoning me. Oh, roll my ship over the waves of your sea. Let me find a safe port now and then. Don't let the dark one in your sanctuary until it's time to pack it in.
Oh, row, row my ship with the fire of your breath, and don't lay a broadside on your ship as yet. Blow ye warm winds when it's chilly and wet, and don't come too soon yet for collecting my debt. When you read his poems, you hear more sharply the poetry in his songs. But there's also humor. I love Hey Baby Wake Up. Was this supposed to be a song? Because it could have been.
Yes, Hey Baby Wake Up, which is amusing and, you know, in a way that... I mean, often we have a feeling that what's amusing really can't possibly be great art. You know, we shouldn't be having fun when we're involved in the literary or artistic process. And, you know, it's so refreshing to read something along the lines of, well, not along the lines of, just something that reads as follows. Hey, baby, wake up. Did you hear the latest news? The man said Roy and Dale split up and Dale got Trigger too. Yeah, I hear your sweet feet on the floor. I knew that'd get through to you. Hey, hey, ha, ha, ha. And, yeah, I mean, the immediacy of that is really quite wonderful, and the notion of who gets who when split-ups occur. Yeah. Dale gets triggered.
Paul Muldoon, professor at Princeton University, Pulitzer Prize-winning poet, and editor of Forever Words, The Unknown Poems, poems written by Johnny Cash. You can read them at hereandnow.org. Meantime, Paul, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, you wonder why I always